Welcome back to the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you for sticking with us on this Monday morning. 251-343-0106. That is the text line. Coming up tomorrow real quick, we got former U.S. Attorney Jay Towne joining us. We're gonna talk about the if there are any potential issues with some of the bills the legislature passed. See what he thinks of that possibility. And then, as always, we will hear from Ray Mellick, 1819 News, tomorrow as well. So make sure you tune in, and we'll have some guests to be named later, I am sure. But we do appreciate you listening. Joining us now, always a pleasure to get this next gentleman on the program. Recovering from a very frantic, I would say, last few days of the 2022 legislative session. State Senator David Sessions joins us on the line. Senator, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. Doing very well. Doing very well. Thank you for having me.
So, I asked you off air, have you caught your breath yet? Because I, you know, you were in the House before this. I mean, you've seen this before. That fourth year of a quadrennium, typically not a not a time when you get a lot of these things done. You know, there tends to be, let's get the budgets done and let's get back home. But this went all the way to the end almost.
Yeah, Jeff, I think there were a lot of good bills out there that we were trying to get past those last few days. And that, you know, that creates, you know, some posturing and things like that to get things done. So all in all, I think it was a good session. You know, you've had record budgets, and we got those passed. And that may have been one of the delays, you know, just trying to figure out exactly, you know, where your biggest needs were and where to fill those holes and what to do with that. And, you know, and try and be fiscally responsible and look forward and realize that, you know, we're not always going to have these good times. So it's somewhat of a juggling act. So we got that done. And like I said, the last day or two of the session, there were still a lot of stuff laying out there that House members and senators both wanted to get done.
Yeah, that's typically how it is. You missed out on 2020, right? So some of the stuff got put on the back burner, and you really wanted something to say to your constituents. Look, we worked toward, you know, whatever it was. And I think what, you know, it seemed like to me, though, the pro tem and the Senate and then obviously the Speaker in the House really were aware of that and kind of opened up the doors for some of what we saw this year.
Yeah, I think you're right. And, you know, there are members that had things that were extremely important to them to try and get done. You know, we had some local issues that didn't quite get resolved at the end of the session, but you know, those things can come back up next year, and hopefully the ones that didn't get passed that had some things that they needed to get done will certainly have those come up again. And you know, that's kind of way politics is. I explain it to a lot of folks, it's kind of like a mediocre football program. There's always next year.
Right. Well, and there will be next year, right? I mean, it's
exactly.
Well, exactly. I mean, there'll be there may even be later on this year with some of the ARPA money, right?
Yeah, I think we'll see a special. Not exactly sure. I don't know what the governor's intent is on calling that. That's her call, not ours. But I would think, you know, when the money becomes available or is pretty much known what will be available, that we'll be back in session to deal with that. And hopefully it's one of those situations where we know where we need to spend the money and how to spend the money, and we'll be able to get in and do that quickly where we can get back out.
Well, as far as that goes, you feel pretty good about those allocations. I know they happened it seemed like forever ago, but that special session within the session at the very, very beginning, and you know, everything's been happening so fast, didn't really had a chance to assess that. But you know, this federal money being dumped on the state, and you guys, which is difficult given all the strings attached to federal money, you feel good about the direction that went in?
Well, yeah, you know, Jeff, everyone has different ideas on that. And so you have to kind of come to a consensus and kind of go with the majority. Personally, I would have rather seen a little bit more money perhaps go to hard infrastructure such as water and sewer, and maybe a little less to broadband. And not that I have anything against broadband. I know it's extremely necessary, but I feel like there will be opportunities in infrastructure money of prior, future federal infrastructure money that will go to broadband. And we could have used a little bit more of this for, perhaps water, sewer, or hospitals, or rural hospitals and things such as that nature. But, you've got to strike a balance. And all in all, I think everyone was pretty pleased with the way it was allocated.
Well, I tell you, that's an interesting point you raise about water and sewer infrastructure needs in the state. We all know about the Black Belt and Lowndes County and, I guess, Perry County, some of these places where they just haven't, for whatever reason, been able to fill that need. But, you assess it, the entire state, there are probably some more problem areas than we realize, because a lot of these water systems are just aging out, right? And that is something that's going to have to be addressed.
Mobile's a prime example. They have a lot of old infrastructure, and they're replacing it steadily, and, they'll have to continue. And, of course, down here on the coast, Mobile and Baldwin County, we know how important it is to try and do a good job with our wastewater to keep it out of the bays and rivers. And we hope that our neighbors to the north will see the merit in that also, because basically everything we get comes from upstream.
Well, how do you feel about this second tranche coming, the special session? I guess that is something at least you would like to see be a priority?
Sure, certainly would. But, we'll have to see how much it is and what they're going to, what the federal government's going to have us looking at on that. Don't know if it'll be identical or similar, but, we've got those issues. We've got, health care issues that we've got to address in the rural areas, and not just rural areas, but when the rural area is stressed, that puts stress on the areas that are urban, the city. So, it's kind of a catch-22 on that.
Yeah, well, it's the continuous struggle, I guess, in Alabama politics, that dynamic. We're joined by State Senator David Sessions here on the program. Senator, beyond the ARPA money, though, that last day of session and getting those bills passed with the transgender, that stuff is probably what's going to overshadow everything else you guys did this year.
Well, it may, and those were some things that, to me, it's just common sense, it's life. A child is a child, and they, when they get old enough to make their own decisions, is one thing, but when they're minors and they're not really ready to make those decisions, we're just honestly trying to protect our children. You don't want little girls going to the restroom with older children that are considered transgender, basically. So I think it was a good thing we did. So I think those bills were right on for Alabama. Perhaps they don't fit in California or New York City, but they're certain they're what the majority of the people of Alabama want.
Yeah, you know, that seems to be kind of the, you know, there is, I don't know, for better or for worse, if this is your perception, but there sometimes can seem to be a gulf between what maybe the public is pushing for versus what the legislature is doing, be it taxation or whatever. But what has been, have you gotten a lot of positive feedback for that stuff? Have you gotten any feedback as of yet? Is this something that people even care about in your Senate district?
You know, the session ended up, and I haven't had an opportunity to be out and about in the public very much. Been trying to catch up a little bit on some odd end work here around the farm also. So I'm sure when I get out in the public, go to several meetings, it'll be some feedback given to me. But, you know, I'm certain most of it'll be positive. You know, we're, like I said, we're trying to do what's best for the people of our state. And regardless of what some of the national or mainstream media may seem to think or say, I don't think any of this stuff will negatively impact our state. I think it's a positive thing. You know, we're a state that's open for business. You know, we've had several tax relief bills this year that got passed. And so we're proud of that. And I think you'll see later down the road perhaps a focus to switch to some of that stuff, and the general public will wake up and realize that we've done some good things.
Well, speaking of what the general public thinks, now you don't have a primary opponent, but you feel pretty good about 2022 election cycle. I mean, it's obviously going to be, I think, a lot of what dictates what is going on in this cycle is going to be probably based on what's going on in Washington, D.C. But as far as the legislature goes, I mean, I think there are a couple of seats that maybe Republicans ought to be maybe somewhat concerned about or a little bit concerned. But generally speaking, though, you ought to probably keep intact that supermajority and continue kind of on the pathway we're on, right?
I believe so. I don't see any of my colleagues in any serious you know, I think there are a couple of contested races in the Senate, but the contest will probably be in the primary and not in the general. There may be one or two that have general that could be close, but I still think we hold on to those. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, and you wonder if there's going to be, I mean, you know, what we're sitting here today a year from now talking about 2023. I mean, do you think that the last time around Rebuild Alabama sort of was the marquee piece of legislation? Do you have any sense of what that could be next quadrennium? That what are some priorities that you think need to be tackled?
Well, you know, I certainly not a priority for me, but I think what you will see come up probably soon in the next quadrennium would be gaming legislation. That's just a gut feeling I have. Now, like I said, it's not a priority to me because I'm not crazy about gaming issues. I understand the issue of our citizens going to other states to buy lottery tickets. I know all the ins and outs, but I still feel that gambling is a tax on the poor, although it's voluntary. But, you know, it's one of those things that's just going to continue to come up, and it's going to continue to come up until we put something out there for the people to vote on. So will that be on a, you know, a 2023-24 ballot? I don't know, but I'm sure there'll be a push to get it there.
Well, what do you think about the possibility? I mean, there is that the Greyhound Park there, your neck of the woods. I mean,
yeah, could, in my district, it is.
Could we have casino gambling in your district? And you know, I would think, you know, what do you think? How do you think that would be received?
It's just a mixed bag. You've got a lot of people that would like to see it because all of our money is going to Biloxi or to Atmore or, you know, out to Las Vegas, wherever people want to go gamble. So it would be kind of mixed. You're still going to have the Christian conservative don't want to see it, regardless. So it's not a cut and dried situation there. It's really a difficult choice to make when you're faced with that. And you know, at the end of the day, Jeff, you and I both realize it takes a constitutional amendment. So I don't want to take the voice of the people away from them, but if I'm going to give the people the opportunity to vote on that, I want to make sure it's what is right and what is good for the state of Alabama and the people of Alabama, not what is good for the casino operators and the lottery operators. Does that make sense? Do you understand?
Yeah, I mean, obviously. And that it, you know, sometimes these bills tend to favor the ones that lobby the state. They got the money, but that seems to be a trend in Alabama politics for quite some time now. Hey, Senator, we're up against a break here, but you've been very, very kind to make time for us, and we always enjoy hearing from you.
Thank you, Jeff.
That was State Senator David Sessions there on the line. Let's get a break, and we'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
But I can't say the same for me. I've done it many times. Somebody take me home through those Alabama.